you know, we spoke with Irma Thomas some months ago.
Oh, I love her.
And she's a contralto as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she watches a lot of television. And so she really watches those shows, you know, The Voice and American Idol and stuff. And she was really lamenting the fact that a lot of young people, they go on stage and they really don't know their voices enough to know what key they are comfortable in, as Debbie is talking about, or, you know what I mean, how to be in the center of the note. And also, can you talk a little bit about what the Boswell sisters can teach contemporary singers or up-and-coming singers about how to approach what they do?
Listening. I think everybody can still learn how to solo from Connie, because what I see a lot on those kind of programs you're talking about, and also on this little kid that I taught that was in a movie, who was a wonderful killer singer, 12 years old, very innocent, could just belt out anything. I saw him some years later. He was singing At Last just like Christina Aguilera.
What? Ooh.
He was doing all the
trills and stuff.
Urban yodeling things that go into those songs.
That's a good way of putting it. Urban yodeling.
That's the nicest way
that
I can put it.
That is so true. But
anyway, he had not even gone to the source of hearing the original recording of it, and I had to turn him back to that source.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over.
You know what they're trying to sing like now at school? I teach high school every day. Here's what you hear in the halls. That auto-tune that's on all the rap songs. Kids are trying to say, okay, I can sing Miss B, and they'll go, and it's
so
like...
they're emulating machines.
They're emulating the people that are being auto-tuned so that they sound like machines.
Oh, charming.
Glee, all auto-tuned.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and truer to the point about where Connie got her inspiration from, you saying the original recording of it last, that's not the original recording. The original recording predates that by 40 years. It was from an operetta.
Mm-hmm.
It's a million years old. And so when Etta James sang it, it was a reinvention of a song that her parents probably listened to.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover the night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven.